Previously on Heroes.
I must have gotten your ability on the street.
Ability?
Hero says, I must undo all the wrongs I've committed in my life. Ando replies, floating through time is killing you. Hero tells his sister, I'm dying, before inadvertently vanishing.
Peter Petrelli?
Hero.
You're supposed to be the man with the plan, remember?
Not sure I'm that guy anymore.
I was just, kind of sad when you look back on your life and you realize it hasn't amounted to much.
What are you talking about? Your whole life has been about trying to help people.
But I don't remember actually helping anybody.
The guy doesn't know his name, my dad is nothing.
I'm gonna help you.
Your watchmaker from Queens who murdered your own mother.
Lubbock's held backwards through the interview room window. Siler's on the run.
What are you waiting for?
The Sullivan Brothers Carnival.
A broken vessel. An empty shell. What is a man without mind? Without memory? A ghost? A body in search of a soul? With no compass to guide us, how can we know if our destiny is to seek the good or obey the demons that whisper in our ear? The blank slate hungers to be written upon. The body thrives when the heart has a mission.
Chapter 5, Tabula Rasa. Hero wakes up in a hospital bed to find Peter sitting with him.
How you feeling, Hero?
Hero glances at his surroundings uncomprehendingly. Peter hands him his glasses.
You collapsed in my apartment last night. You remember?
And you brought me to the hospital.
Peter nods.
I spoke to the doctors. Hero, you're very sick.
Yes, I know. Brain tumor. I'm dying. I guess I didn't want to believe that I would end up in a hospital bed so soon, but here I am.
Hero smiles faintly. Peter leans over the bed.
What can I know about dying? I've helped a lot of people through this transition. I'm gonna help you with whatever you need. Maybe that's why you came to me.
Maybe. But maybe not. Destiny has been sending me to different places, different times, to right many wrongs before I die. Maybe destiny has brought me to you, Peter. To fix a problem in your life.
No, my life is fine. Really don't need any fixing.
Peter considers.
What if you didn't come here so that you can fix me? What if you're here so that I can fix you?
I've seen the best doctors in Japan. There's nothing that could be done.
Maybe not by doctors. The faster I can go, the faster I can get back.
Go where?
Just sit tight, okay? I'll be right back.
Okay.
Now with Hero's ability, Peter joins Emma in the corridor.
Are you okay?
Did you send a cello to my apartment?
Cello? No.
There's something wrong with my ability, or whatever you call it.
There's nothing wrong. It's confusing at first. I know. It's difficult for everyone in the beginning. And I want to talk about it with you, but I can't. Right now, I have to leave.
Leave?
My friend is dying, and I can't wait.
She's uneasy.
You know what? You have questions about abilities? You should talk to him. He knows everything there is to know about abilities. His name is Hero. Talk to him, and I'll be back soon.
Where are you going?
To save his life.
She stares at him, then Hero. Peter vanishes. Emma turns back and, startled by his sudden disappearance, hurries away. Lydia's at the carnival.
He's not what you expected.
For years I've heard rumors, stories. Siler, the most powerful one of all.
But that man seems beaten. Afraid. What happened to him, Lydia?
Not sure. It's like There are two sides at war within him.
Samuel considers her words, then gets up and strides decisively through the carnival ground. He heads towards a caravan. Peeping through the window, he sees Sila lying on a bed with his eyes closed. Samuel chuckles softly to himself when he sees Sila jump up at the knocking sound. He leans comfortably against a post, waiting for Sila to join him outside.
Good morning, Sila. How'd you sleep?
Called me Sila. Who's Sila?
That's you. That's your name.
The police told me my name is Gabriel.
Samuel rubs his chin.
You don't even know your name. What happened to you?
Sila laughs dryly.
I don't know. Can't remember.
You know what I think? I think a great damage has been done to you. And you've come to us to heal.
He stares at Samuel.
Walk with me. Spend the day among us, and with time, your memories will return. What do we call you? Gabriel? Sila? Take a deep breath. What's the first name that pops into your head?
Call me Nathan.
He stands up and looks out across the carnival ground. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Sila and Samuel are walking through the carnival together, bathed in sunlight.
Why are you doing this for me? I mean, you're taking me in, hiding me from the police. You don't even know me.
Of course I do. You may not realize it, but you're a man of great powers.
Powers? Last night at the police station, I raised my hand and somehow threw a man across a room. What's wrong with me?
There's nothing wrong. You're special. Take a look around here. Everyone is.
Hey, Teddy. Show them what you can do.
Nearby, a man raises his hand towards a large storage box, and it disappears. He drags his hand downwards, and it reappears.
You mean everybody here?
Is like you. Like us.
Lydia, come meet our new friend. Show him around a bit, will you?
I think you two are going to like each other.
My pleasure.
She shakes Sila's hand, but he flinches. Samuel and Lydia share an inquiring look.
What is it?
I remember shaking a lot of hands. It's, like I was a politician or something. Is that possible?
I suppose anything is possible.
Come on.
She leads him away, casting a smile at Samuel over her shoulder. Claire visits Noah.
Hi.
Laundry day. Is this a bad time?
No. Come on in.
How good's job hunting?
Unproductive.
Well, hang in there. It'll work out.
Thank you.
Can I have some quarters? I need like 12 of them.
Yeah, sure. Over there in the jar. Help yourself.
Don't take this the wrong way. But have you ever thought about doing a little volunteer work?
Noah grabs a gun and heads for the bathroom. The door opens.
Peter? How'd you get in the bathroom?
It's been a long time since I've teleported.
Claire laughs, and Noah lowers his gun. Peter cracks a sheepish smile. Samuel's watching Sila and Lydia.
I need you to deliver some tickets.
Captain Lubbock, Baltimore PD. Isn't this the guy who was hunting Sila last night?
Something is very wrong. The memories are returning, but they're the wrong memories. There's someone else inside his head. We need to jumpstart the real Sila. Wake the sleeping lion.
If the real Sila sees this cop coming at him, he might kill him.
Indeed, he might.
A ghost of a smile crosses Samuel's face. Peter, Noah, and Claire.
Hero's dying?
He doesn't have to if I can find a healer. That's why I came over here. Noah, I wanted you to help me locate one.
What about my blood? Can't you take me back with you? We can give him a blood transfusion?
That won't work.
Tumor is living tissue. Your blood's regenerative powers would only make it grow faster. But there was a kid.
bag and tag of 3 to 4 years ago.
How long does he have?
Hard to tell. Could be a couple months, could be a couple hours.
Yeah, that's him. Jeremy Greer. We found him when he was 13. I was getting a report of a kid that was bringing squashed bugs back to life.
Back from the dead?
Well, no, not exactly, but just a leg still twitching. All he had to do was touch them and away they would fly. We studied him for 4 days and, of course, erased his memory. He was a good kid. Where he wanted to be, he couldn't decide if his power was a gift or a curse.
Well, if he can save Hero, it's definitely a gift.
Kane in Georgia. You ready?
Yeah.
Peter grips Noah's shoulder, and they vanish. At the carnival, Lydia and Sila walk past two men who are digging a hole.
Samuel's brother Joseph began the tradition of morning chores. He believed that hard work helped bind a community together.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to getting my hands dirty. I haven't done an honest day's work since I can't remember when.
It's nice having you here. We don't see a new face among us that often, especially one so handsome.
She smiles coyly at him, while Edgar watches moodily from a distance. Samuel also notes the exchange. Sila regards Lydia with a bemused grin as he walks off. Then Samuel looks on with interest as Edgar approaches Sila.
Hey. How you doing? That Lydia always had a thing for bad boys.
What do you mean?
I've heard about you, Sila. How you steal power from other people.
I'm sorry, man. I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm sure you can do some fancy tricks, but you know what? I have some tricks of my own.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Edgar walks off and turns round and flicks three knives at lightning speed into the handle of a gardening tool Sila's holding. He nods with satisfaction in Lydia's direction, then glares at Sila, who's dumbfounded.
Wow. Those are kind of in the way.
The knives suddenly fly into another post beside Edgar.
Are you going to stop this?
Boys will be boys.
Edgar goes to attack Sila, who flings his hand out, throwing Edgar backwards into a wheelbarrow of wet cement.
Why don't we let the others finish up here? There's someone I'd like you to meet.
A troubled Lydia studies Sila as he stumbles away from the scene in confusion. Later, he's walking with Samuel.
It's so strange when that happens. My hand just rises up and can suddenly do these incredible things like motor memory.
Memories don't only exist in the mind. The body retains everything.
As fighter jets pass overhead, Sila's face briefly morphs into Nathan's.
I remember flying.
You mean flying in a plane?
I mean like piloting a jet. And I flew jets in the military, maybe.
Politician's life, jet pilots, all sounds like a very exciting life, but it isn't yours. Someone's done something to you, polluted your mind somehow. I thought your true memories would return on their own. It's just not happening. You want to know who you really are, don't you?
Of course I do.
It's time for stronger measures. Damien. This is Damien. He has a powerful gift. In his hands, your true memories will be returned. Are you ready to know the truth?
Sila looks at both of them and then nods.
Yes.
Take him to the House of Mirrors.
Damien leads Sila away. Emma comes to visit Hero.
Oh, go away! I have no more blood left! No more blood!
Blood? I'm sorry. I read lips, but yours moves differently.
Oh, sorry. Japanese accent.
I'm Emma.
I'm Hiro.
Yeah. Peter Petrelli said I can ask you questions about my abilities.
You have a power?
How can I make it stop?
No. Manifesting a power is a wondrous time. A Hiro never refuses a call.
I'm deaf. I can't hear the call.
Hiro says to himself, I thought I'd come to save Peter, but maybe I'm supposed to save her. Oh.
You must have many questions.
Just one. How do I turn it off?
It's not a light switch. It's part of who You are.
Sorry to have bothered you.
She's unimpressed. Hero nods sagely to himself. Canaan, Georgia.
Dead plants? Dead bushes?
Not exactly what you'd expect from a healer, huh?
So what do you know about this kid?
I don't know that much. You know, I tested him, I wrote up a report, threw it in a file, but the kid was just coming into his ability. He had a lot of questions, so naturally we wiped his memory, sent him back to his messed up family. I went on to my next assignment. The company was never what you would call a support group.
Yeah, more about powers and less about the people.
That's right.
You saw him heal, right?
Yeah, bugs, dog that got hit by a car day four. I slashed my arm pretty bad. The kid touched it. It was as good as new.
Guess his power doesn't work on birds. That smells like
death.
Hello? Is anybody home? Hello?
Peter's dry heaving as he searches the musty house with Noah. He walks into the living room, and his jaw drops.
Noah.
Gun in hand, Noah joins Peter to find him looking at two dead bodies.
The parents.
What the hell happened here?
There was a case in China. This woman manifested as a healer, but as time went on, it evolved into something very different. There was a flip side. She could control the flow of life. Give it?
Take it away.
Yeah.
Jeremy, is that you?
Sila enters the House of Mirrors with Damien in tow. The room is dimly lit and silent. Breathing heavily, Sila's looking around curiously as he walks forward. Beside him, Damien holds his arm out, gesturing for Sila to step through a nearby doorway. Followed closely by his silent dreadlock guide, Sila tentatively steps into a circular room with a brightly patterned floor. The walls are lined with mirrors. He looks at his companion, then closes his eyes as Damien reaches his hands out and presses his fingertips on Sila's face. Damien's eyes roll back in his head and twitch as he presses his thumbs against Sila's forehead just above the bridge of his nose. He finally pulls his hands away, and Sila opens his eyes in time to see Damien's impassive expression before the curious bearded man leaves. Sila's left gazing into the mirrors. He slowly turns round. An image of a sallow-faced woman appears in one of the panels and smiles at him.
Gabriel.
A vague smile of recognition dawns on his face.
Hello, Gabriel.
Mom?
He recognizes his adoptive mother smiling back at him. The mirrors change to show a memory of an argument between him and her. She's pointing her finger at him accusingly while he tearfully pleads with her. She picks up a pair of scissors, a struggle ensues, and she stabs through the heart with the blades.
Oh my god, no. This isn't me. Why are you doing this to me? Make it stop, please. Make it stop!
At the hospital, Emma's on her computer. Hero.
So, tell me about your ability.
With his IV drip, he hurries into her line of sight.
I have an ability too. I am the master of time and space. Well, I was. Lately, time and space has been the master of me. Oh, is that my brain scan?
No, mine.
She looks pained as she turns to Hero.
I see signs. They make colors.
A new ability can be frightening, but you must not turn away from it.
I want it to stop.
She strides out. Hero sees a poster lying on her desk that reads, Talent Show for the Children of Mercy. Back in Georgia, Peter and Noah hide from the mystery shooter.
I don't think he's shooting to kill Noah.
He's just warning us to stay away. Still, we're talking about a scared kid with a small cannon in his hands.
All right, I'm going up.
No.
I need to talk to him. There's a staircase out back, though.
Yeah, I'm on it. Jeremy? Jeremy, I'm coming upstairs.
Noah lays down his gun.
not armed. I'm not gonna hurt you.
Talk to me, Jeremy. Say something.
Stay away, all right? I'm warning you.
No, I'm coming upstairs, so if you're gonna shoot, lock and load.
I told you to keep away!
Why? What happens if I come near you?
A wild-eyed teen's pointing a shotgun at him.
Everything I touch ends up dead.
Noah's clearly shocked. Samuel's striding through the carnival ground when he sees a man he recognizes.
Captain Lubbock.
Samuel Sullivan. Glad to see you and your family can make it.
I appreciate you sending those tickets over this morning. But I gotta ask, why me?
We always try and do something special for local law enforcement. I heard about you on the news last night. Out chasing down some escaped prisoner.
You'll indulge me. I've been showing this to everyone I can. Got a lot of people on the hunt for this one.
Don't think I've seen him. But I could be wrong. A lot of folks come and go around here.
You spot him. Call me right away.
I absolutely will. Enjoy the carnival.
Mrs. Lubbock.
No! The mirrors show Siler butchering victims.
Make it stop! Please! Please!
He's tormented by the myriad of nightmarish images from his dark past.
Oh my God.
Of him slicing his victims' foreheads open with a wave of his finger.
You're kidding me now! You're making it sound good! Oh, it's getting me!
Unable to tolerate the assault on his senses and conscience, Silas stumbles outside. He heaves before running over to a bin and vomiting into it. In Georgia, Noah's trying to placate Jeremy.
Tell me what happened.
Don't come any closer!
Okay, right here. I'm right here.
Jeremy's scared.
What happened to your parents?
He steps towards Noah with the shotgun raised.
I killed them. I was angry. And I touched them. They died, and I didn't mean to do it.
I know you didn't. You know what's happened to you, Jeremy? It's not fair. You never should have been left to suffer through this alone.
And who are you?
You don't remember me, but we've met. I know you. I know all about you. I know about your power. And I know that you're not a killer. You're a healer.
I used to heal things. And then it turned. And now I kill.
Oh, you're still a healer. You can do both.
Stop! If you come one step closer, I swear to God, I will shoot you. Noah!
Startled, Jeremy fires, but Peter's transported in and frozen time. Gazing at the blast directly in front of him, Peter realizes the shot's already hit his chest and there's blood spatter from an exit wound behind him. He collapses and time resumes.
No! Peter, stay with me! Peter, stay with me! Peter!
Oh my God.
He's bleeding out. He's never gonna make it to the hospital. You need to heal him.
Again.
Yes, you can, Jeremy. I've seen it with my own eyes. You need to come over here and lay your hands on him now.
If I touch him, he'll die.
He'll die if you don't. You can do this. Listen to me. My power is understanding people like you. That's what I do. What happened to your parents never has to happen again. You can control it, and you can heal him.
Everything I touch dies.
I'm touching you right now. You can do this. You can give life. Come on. Focus, Jeremy. Visualize Peter healing. Imagine what it's gonna look like when the wound disappears, his eyes open again, and he is healthy and alive. Picture it, Jeremy. Keep that thought in your mind.
Jeremy closes his eyes and kneels down next to Peter, placing his hand gently on his shoulder. Noah watches intently. The chest wound starts to heal, and Noah grins with delight as Peter inhales loudly, then quickly sits up.
Oh.
Noah pats Jeremy's shoulder reassuringly.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Emma walks over to her computer with a bunch of files in her hand. She stops when she sees a poster on her screen which reads, Hero the Magnificent appearing live at the rec room. She considers, looking bemused, then heads out. In the rec room, Hero's wearing a blanket as a cloak as he entertains the children.
Ta-da!
Emma walks in with a smile on her face.
And now to assist Hero the Magnificent, please welcome to the stage Emma the... also Magnificent!
He gestures at her to join him.
Hero, what are you doing?
Magic! And we are going to need much applause for the next feat of magicalness. I will make Emma disappear!
He gives Emma a white blanket to hold up in front of her, obscuring her from the audience's view. Hero closes his eyes and concentrates, then lets go of the blanket. Slowly, Emma does the same and frowns in confusion. Hero watches with a grin of triumph as she takes a sidestep to discover the audience, a frozen in time. Delicate wisps of colour have been captured flowing upwards from the audience's applause. Emma's rendered speechless by the tableau before her, Hero smiling.
It's like time is
standing still.
She slowly walks down the aisle, looking around her at the colours in the air with a mixture of bewilderment and curiosity. The trails of light form an iridescent aura above the children's heads. Emma reaches up and moves her hand through them, creating sounds as she does so. She smiles in wonder, then turns back to Hero.
It's all so beautiful.
There are no bad powers, Emma. You just have to understand them. And when you do, you will learn to use your powers to do good things in the world.
She smiles and nods.
But please, for now, our magic trick. Hide behind the curtains. Over there, yeah.
She runs to the back of the room and hides behind the curtain. He turns back to the blanket and restarts the flow of time.
Abracadabra! Arakazam!
A nurse's jaw drops in amazement.
Where did she go? Where is Emma? Oh, Emma! Oh, Emma? Oh, Emma? Oh, where are you? There she is! Ta-da!
The nurse mouths, how did he do that?
A big applause for Emma the Magnificent! Oh, but we have to give applause in a different way. Like this.
He holds both hands up in the air and rotates them back and forth at speed. The audience mimic him, and Emma bows. Silas sitting alone, staring into space with a haunted look. Samuel hurries through the carnival goers towards him. He stops briefly, then leans against a nearby post. Silas looks up at him.
All those murders. All those memories in my mind, but I cannot believe that they're mine. How many did I kill? A dozen?
2 dozen?
I'm sorry for your pain. Truth can be difficult.
Difficult? I am a monster. I stalk people and slash open their skulls.
Has it ever occurred to you to question what brought you here? Why Providence has seen fit for our paths to cross? This place is a safe, protected woman. But out there is a cruel world filled with people who persecute our kind. Can't you see? They made you what you are. They turned you into a monster.
That makes it okay.
It makes it the truth. You wanted to know who you are, and now you do. The question now is, where are you going to go from here? Do you wallow in self-pity? Or do you learn to use the gifts God gave you and command fear and respect and defend against those who would do us harm? All in the embrace of a community who loves you for exactly who you are.
You just met me. You would take me in here, knowing what I've done, knowing who I am?
We're family. Family accepts. Family forgives.
He pulls a card from his pocket as he steps closer, flicking at it with his fingers.
There's a problem. That policeman who was hunting you, he's here. It's not just about you anymore. We're harboring a criminal now.
What do you want me to do?
I can't make that decision for you. But your presence here puts all of us in jeopardy. Something has to be done.
Where is he?
Samuel licks his lips.
One of my men saw him going into the House of Mirrors.
Siler considers this information, then slowly stands up and stares across the carnival ground. He looks at Samuel, then walks off. Hero's lying in bed as a nurse busily tucks him in. To Emma.
I don't know what to do with him. A leash? A cage? Maybe a cattle prod. Now, you keep your Japanese tush in this bed.
I am not a pet.
She's right, Hero. You're sick. You need to stop using your power before it kills you.
But my power isn't killing me. It keeps me alive. When I was stuck in my cubicle every day, wasting my life, that's when I was dying.
How can you be so focused helping others, knowing what it might cost?
I had a friend once. She knew she was dying, but that didn't push her off her path. She told me to keep joy and dignity alive, even in the face of death. Her name was Charlie. Oh my God, I can't believe I left her off the list.
What? What are you doing?
Paper and pen, start. I had a list of all the wrongs I have to write before I die. I can't believe I forgot her.
He writes Charlie's name on a notepad.
Hero, promise me you won't leave until Peter returns.
He nods. Jeremy's on his home porch.
There's been an accident at 2627 Otsego. Please send the police and the coroner. Did you get his ability?
Yeah. So what next?
Well, there's an airfield about 6 miles south of here off the highway. I called in a favor and I got you a ride. It's not as fast as the way you got here, but...
You're not coming with?
He nods towards a brooding Jeremy.
Better hurry. Hero's waiting.
Peter walks towards a pickup truck, gets in, and drives off. Noah watches him leave, then walks across the porch towards Jeremy, who's staring into space.
Okay, so I jerry-rigged the heater. And I backed up the vent. It's gonna look like carbon monoxide poisoning, okay? You came home, and you found them, all right?
You're staying here?
Yeah.
How long?
Till I know that you're all right. Jeremy, it used to be my job to watch over people like you. Somehow I lost my way. I dropped the ball.
They watch two police cars pull up outside the house. Noah turns back to Jeremy.
You may not even know it, but I let you down.
Noah guides Jeremy from the porch. Tyler's walking with intent through the carnival field, oblivious to the rides, people, and colorful stalls around him. He climbs steps into the House of Mirrors, passing Damien, who's sitting in the entrance. Inside, Siler looks round, then walks into the main circular room to find Captain Lubbock, who whirls around and points his gun at Siler immediately.
Hands above your head! Now! Now!
Siler raises his hands.
You need to leave here, now. Well, there's still time.
I got a better idea. You resist arrest. Then I have an excuse.
I'm just trying to save you.
Lubbock fires a bullet, but it stops in midair, then drops to the ground. Neon blue lightning flashes uncontrollably once more from Siler's hands, this time towards Lubbock, who drops to the ground writhing in agony. Siler looks at his hands as Lubbock gets up.
What are you?
A predatory look settles on Siler's face. He advances towards the terrified officer, who looks at him with a mixture of shock and terror and backs towards the mirrored wall. They stare at each other. Siler suddenly shakes his head and regains his composure. His eyes refocus, and he breathes heavily. He looks at Lubbock, who's still backed up against a wall, then turns and walks away. Edgar suddenly appears and slashes at Lubbock with two knives. He steps back with a satisfied flourish, and a horrified Siler watches as the officer falls to the ground, dead.
Don't just stand there, get a mop!
Back at the hospital, Emma pauses by a communal area. She approaches a piano and gently presses one of the keys. She frowns as she sits down, as if considering something. Then, closing her eyes, she starts to play the piano. Wisps of color in various delicate hues stream from the keys, drifting upwards like smoke. She opens her eyes and smiles. Icy blue tendrils of light spiral up from the piano as she continues to play. She smiles with delight and watches the colors rise around her again. Hero's lying in his bed when he hears the piano playing. He sits upright, puts on his glasses, and gets out of bed. He breaks into a smile as he slowly wanders from his room towards the source of the sound. He finds Emma enraptured by her musical light show that only she can witness. Luminescent streams of pink, blue, and turquoise drift up from her hands and the keys, bestowing an ethereal glow on her face. She's unaware that Hero's watching from the doorway and continues smiling with joy, before realizing she has an audience. Three hospital workers are watching her as well. They applaud while Hero does the same in sign language.
That was beautiful.
You promised you would stay in bed.
Joy and dignity in the face of death.
Just like Charlie. Come on, back to bed.
He teleports.
Hero?
She looks around in dismay. It's night time at the carnival ground. Edgar's sitting with Lydia, watching a nervous-looking Siler walk into the center of a grass circle. The carnival performers gather at the edges of the ring, ominously stepping forwards and surrounding him. He approaches Samuel, who comes forward with a knowing smile and hugs Siler.
You're safe now.
Tonight, we welcome a new brother into our family. He will live and work among us, and will be welcome here all the rest of our days.
Siler's wearing white clothes and is immersed in a freshly dug out pool. Samuel holds him steady, then pulls him up from the water. Later, Lydia sits with Siler at a long table laden with food, laughing and talking. Samuel tends a barbecue, while Edgar watches the pair, then turns and throws knives into a board.
There, there, Edgar, don't pout.
Good thing I followed that bastard. I had a feeling he wouldn't follow through.
Ah, he's just a baby, learning how to walk.
What use is he to us like this? What use is a lion that can't kill?
Maybe it's better this way. We just make a better Siler. And when we do, he'll be ours forever.
Laughing, Lydia catches a look from Samuel, who then nods. Her smile falters, but then her jaw sets with intent and she stands. A playful Siler catches her hand. She twirls and entices him from his chair, leading him to a nearby trailer. Samuel watches with satisfaction, while Edgar's seething.
Peter!
Emma, I'm sorry it took so long. How is he?
He was fine.
What?
He disappeared. Just disappeared.
He stares helplessly at Hero's empty bed. Looking around, he spots a note nearby on a table. He picks it up. It reads, "Save Charlie."
Save Charlie.
Hero teleports onto a sunny street, still in his hospital gown. Burnt Toast Diner, Midland, Texas. 3 years ago. He spots a waitress inside the diner.
Charlie!
To be continued.